When you first came here, before you could put in crops, what did you have to do?
I didn't understand.
When you first came in as a boy, before crops could be put in, what had to be done?
Oh, you'd have to break your land and work it and prepare it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you do this?
Oh, we used three horse sulkies there a long time. Mm-hmm. Three mules to sulk.
And
we'd break it, hire it, disc it maybe if it put it in good. Of course, they didn't put it in good cultivation, state of cultivation like they do now.
Mm-hmm. They didn't really have to, did they?
No, they didn't have to. The land was new, and people. Mm-hmm. If we made 10 bushels of wheat to the acre, we thought we'd had a good wheat crop.
When you cleared your land, what did you have to do to it? Did you have to clear it?
No, I never did clear land.
It was all
prayer land.
Just prayer to begin with.
Yeah.
How about down in the bottoms?
Well, you'd have to clear it up.
Mm-hmm. And that what does that mean, clear it up?
Well, a lot of times used to, back you didn't see young trees coming up near as bad as it is now, you know. And we didn't pay any attention to it. Mosquitoes wasn't all over everything. We got a lot of mosquitoes at home. Mm-hmm. And back when I first remembered, they had about 10 acres down there just scattering mosquitoes. And they just, five, six, 7 years ago, they just come in growing and they're scattering everywhere.
Hmm.
Taking the country.
The beans just go all over, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
Although some of them not so big, some of them are pretty good size.
Are these trees?
Or yeah.
Just brush?
No, they're trees. Some of them are and some of them are not.
Mm-hmm. I know that stuff can get thick.
I'm figuring on spraying some of my what we call 25, section 25, 480 acres over there, and I'm going to try to spray that another year and draw so much money for spraying it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to use a plane or do it from the ground?
I'm going to do it in the plane. Mm-hmm. I sprayed it once, but I got a homestead. It wasn't no good.
Oh.
It cost me, I think, about $300. And they didn't kill many of them. And that won't kill them, but you can control them that way. Say, every year, about every two or three years, I spray them and keep them killed down. But we're trying to kill them now. Got a Mexican down there, and one of last junior boys had. And they cut around that tree and put this tree poison, that's what we call it, in there.
And then you hit them with that and you know they're going to go, huh?
Well, it'll help a lot anyway. I don't know. They need some of them sprout back out, but we've got to do something with it.
Yeah, lose your land.
I used 500 gallons of coal oil down there in the valley 1 year.
Hmm.
Thought we was killing them. Sprouted out.
How do you use that?
Well, just take and put it on them, about to come in from the ground and paint around them with about that high.
Mm-hmm.
Just go from around the tree.
Well, that takes a lot of time, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be easier to use that hatchet from the oil can.
Yeah.
What brush do you have around here?
Oh, we have